This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, an ex-West Indies women's cricketer breaks her silence on alleged claims of sexual harassment within the team. The former manager speaks out on the matter. The DLP wants the new education minister to address environmental issues at schools urgently. Major roadworks commence at Airy Hill and other parts of St. Joseph. The Down Syndrome Association hails support for the Rock Your Socks campaign, but wants businesses to give back to the association. And Canada's newly appointed Prime Minister expected to call a snap election amid the trade war with the U.S. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A former West Indies women's cricketer is alleging that she endured prolonged sexual harassment in the regional team. The player, who was asked not to be identified, told Starcom Network that her harassment was so severe she resorted to sleeping in the manager's bedroom to avoid the predatory behavior. This allegation has been supported by a former manager of the team, Betty Lewis, who says the allegations go back to the 2020 ICC Women's T20 World Cup in Australia.
It was troubling. I just felt that coming off then, we went off to Australia, and I had a scenario, one of the players, she was so traumatized that I had to actually bring her into my room, you know, the manager's room, right? To see if I could get her settled and, you know, calm down and try to get herself in that mindset for the tournament. And that bothered me. So obviously coming off, what I saw, what was happening, and what we were faced with and what we had to deal with. That I don't think the report ever made it to the board.
Ms. Lewis, who is now working in England, says she constantly worries if the culture still exists.
Obviously, I can't speak to what has happened since then, or, you know, if there's been a change in culture, if there's been a change in behaviors. I can't speak to after I left. But when I was there, it was a situation. And it's not everybody, of course, if you know what I mean. So I'm not going to say everybody, but there were some people who were there. And then you had players, young players, who were very uneasy. You know, you felt as though, like, some players were more focused on that lifestyle, or whatever you want to address it as, more than focusing on what would it take for the team to win.
Former manager of the West Indies women's team, Betty Lewis. The Democratic Labour Party is renewing calls for the Education Ministry to address environmental issues facing schools across the country. Classes at the Gordon Walters Primary in St. Patrick were shifted online as officials from the ministry's technical management unit continued repairs and treatment at the school this week. DLP spokesperson on education, Felicia Dujon, wants the Minister of Educational Transformation to have these matters dealt with urgently.
And again, we are appealing to the minister responsible for education transformation to address those matters very urgently, because we have had parents and teachers and students being affected by this health matter. We are hoping that the minister takes into consideration the myriad of concerns regarding environmental concerns in those schools. They are hazardous to the health of students, teachers and staff, and we are hoping that this matter is addressed immediately.
DLP spokesperson on education, Felicia Dujon. Head of the Milton Lynch Primary School, Tyrone Marshall, is urging education officials to ensure that any reform includes adequate input from principals across the board. Starcom Network News, or speaking to Starcom Network, following the presentation of water tanks by the Barbados Water Authority and the Pine Hill Dairy for the school's agriculture program, Mr. Marshall said principals had a special role to play within the quest for transformation.
One of the biggest problems I find with education is, as I mentioned in another forum, if we're really going to have transformation, the foot soldiers such as the principals, those of us who deal with the day-to-day running the schools and engage the children, engage the parents, we ought to have much more say in who comes to the school in all departments, and they must trust our judgment. What we have to say, it is not for any person sitting in any air-conditioned experience. If they give us more of a voice, things might change. That aspect of transformation is vital. That a voice, because we are training our children to have a voice. We are training you to be critical thinkers. But allow those of us who are supposed to do that, allow us that experience to be critical thinkers, to be able to say, well, this needs to be done from where we sit. I think that will go a long way in this transformation.
head of the Milton Lynch Primary School, Tyrone Marshall. Airy Hill St. Joseph is set to undergo major road work from next week under the Scotland District Road Rehabilitation Project. During a tour of the area, Attorney General and Member of Parliament for St. Joseph, Dale Marshall, highlighted the unsafe state of the road, which collapsed over 4 years ago, and noted that the repairs are much needed.
Finally, we are at Airy Hill Bottom. This area suffered this collapse probably about 4 or 5 years ago. And I think it's obvious to anyone that it is really unsafe. It's a narrow bend at best. There have been an awful lot of near misses. Individuals have almost driven over the edge. So for that reason in particular, I am really welcoming the fact that we've begun to put this project on the ground. I'm also very optimistic that now that a lot of the designs have been completed, we're actually able to get about building a road that is going to last us for the next 50 or more years.
Work on the roadway begins on Monday and the road will be closed for 4 months. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Sandhya Bradshaw, who toured the area along with Mr. Marshall, says other major roadworks projects are also in progress for St. Joseph.
I believe there are about 10 major projects where we're at different stages of whether it's designs or construction across the district. One of the things that we've had to focus on because of the conditions of the soil is ensuring that we do the proper designs for this particular community. And now we are at that point where we're in a position to accelerate a lot of those works. Independent of the Scotland District Road Rehabilitation Project, we also have internally works being started very shortly at Coconut Grove and Fruitful Hill. The tenders for those have been completed and we should shortly be in a position to be able to get construction work started in those areas.
Minister of Transport and Works, Sandhya Bradshaw. The Barbados Down Syndrome Association is applauding the public support for the Rock Your Socks campaign, but says businesses profiting from the initiative must do more to give back. As the world observes World Down Syndrome Day, as the association president, Asha Aline Rennick, is calling for greater support for people living with the genetic condition.
The theme for this year's World Down Syndrome Day 2025 is Improve Our Support Systems. And today, as we rock our socks in recognition of persons with Down syndrome in Barbados and indeed worldwide, we emphasize the need for better support systems for persons with Down syndrome. These include areas such as health care, education, employment, and inclusion at the community level on a whole. We, however, also want to thank the public for their continued support of our annual World Down Syndrome Day Rock Your Socks campaign. We want to thank the persons that came out in their numbers to Sky Mall, to Sheraton, to the Council for the Disabled, to ensure that they bought their socks directly from us, that way ensuring that their contribution came to the Down Syndrome Association.
She reminds the public that the campaign was launched to raise funds for those with Down syndrome and is urging businesses benefiting from it to contribute to the association.
We would like to encourage the businesses that have monetized World Down Syndrome Day to make the effort to contribute to the association. World Down Syndrome Day, the theme this year is Improve Our Support Systems. And the support systems also tie into our sock sales to support the association and to make sure that the funds from the socks can help us fund our yearly programs. The retailers that are into the habit of selling socks around this time need to understand that the day is about Down syndrome. There will be no Down syndrome day without the Down syndrome association. So we really want to encourage them to donate. The campaign is over.
President of the Barbados Down Syndrome Association, Asha Aline Rennick. And finally, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney will trigger an early election this weekend for an expected vote on April 28th against the backdrop of a trade war and sovereignty threats from U.S. President Donald Trump. Sources inside the administration say Carney will go to Governor General Mary Simon on Sunday and request to dissolve Parliament. The former two-time central banker was sworn in as Canada's new prime minister on Friday. Carney, 60, replaced Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who announced his resignation in January, but remained in power until the Liberal Party elected a new leader. Recapping the headlines. An ex-West Indies women's cricketer breaks her silence on alleged claims of sexual harassment within the team. The former manager speaks out on the matter. The DLP wants a new education minister to address environmental issues at schools urgently. Major road works commence at Erie Hill and other parts of St. Joseph. The Down Syndrome Association hails support for the Rock Your Socks campaign, but wants businesses to give back to the association. And Canada's newly appointed Prime Minister expected to call a snap election amid the trade war with the U.S. That was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.